Listener, here's the news. Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Arifah Fauzi welcomed Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar's plan to increase the number of female Amiratul Hajj to better serve women pilgrims. Quoted from Antaranjis.com, for this year's Hajj pilgrimage, Fauzi is the sole woman appointed as the Amiratul Hajj or the leader of Indonesian women pilgrims. In this role, she directly monitors the services and protection provided to female pilgrims, covering aspects from accommodations and guidance to emergency response efforts. Still related to Hajj, the Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar announced that Indonesian medical team has regained authorization from the Saudi Arabian authorities to treat and care for pilgrims at Indonesian Hajj Health Clinic. This announcement follows a recent regulation by Saudi authorities requiring sick pilgrims to be taken directly to Saudi hospitals, effectively suspending the operations of Indonesian Hajj health clinics. According to the minister, the regulation was introduced due to an observation increase in pilgrim mortality rates compared to the previous years. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We'll be right back. of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga, In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama.
And listener, you are still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And I'd like to say thank you very much for joining us. We still have a lot of things for you. And don't forget to download the application RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And you can use it to not only listening to the Voice of Indonesia, but all programs of all RRI stations all across the country. So we got like RRI Jakarta, RRI Bogor, and even in Papua, in Aceh, and a lot of other places. So if you wanna listen the best programs from literally the regions of Indonesia, you gotta download the RRI Digital mobile app. Bop, bop, bop. Boh, loncat. Gue nyetel The Binary yang kan gue ngeplay The Binary ini. Dan buka berita. Habis itu gue play lagi The Binary bisa.
Apakah semua yang terjadi ini benar? Sering lupa satu dan lainnya. Ada lagi rasa kasih sayang yang pernah ku rasa. Coba untuk terus berpikir. Ku rasa semua yang terjadi ini salah. Langsung sudah rasa kasih sayang. Tak ada hanya percaya pada orang baru dikenal.
You've just listened to The Binary with Karena Dia or Because of Her. Well, it can be because of him depending on who sang the song. But the song itself is about someone who breaks their heart. And in the lyric, it says that I will never forget about them. Well, it's usually how it is. We will not be able to forget anything bad that is happening to us, but sadly, we often easily forget everything that is good to us. So everything that's good, it always slips out just like that. But we need to remember, try to remember all the good things, especially for a nation. So our president Prabowo Subianto recently, in the ceremony for the Pancasila Day in Jakarta on Monday, aka today, our president said that Pancasila is a result of consensus of the founding fathers who successfully united Indonesia in diversity. And the head of state also reminded that Pancasila is able to unite everybody across thousands of islands, hundreds of ethnic groups, and also different religions and even languages. And even if Pancasila was created or idealized long time ago, until now, Pancasila still stays relevant in facing global dynamics that is facing a lot of uncertainties. And for this year's commemoration, it seems that Indonesia is having the title as Memperkokoh Ideologi Pancasila Menuju Indonesia Raya, or Strengthening the Pancasila Ideology Towards a Great Indonesia, as a commitment in welcoming 100 year of Indonesian independence, which is very, very nice. And I wish that a lot of Indonesians will never forget about this. And a lot of Indonesians too will make sure that Pancasila stays in our heart, not only spoken, but also as something that we really need to implement in a daily basis. And right now, I'd like to play you a very interesting song related to Pancasila itself. I just got it from our newsroom. This is one of the new song apparently by Kikan Namara and also Eka Gustiwana. Eka Gustiwana is also so famous for her remix, his remixes of Indonesian, well, songs, both the traditional ones or even by the nostalgic ones like advertisements. They usually play that. And a little bit about the song by Eka Gustiwana and Kikan Namara. It's titled Pelajar Pancasila or The Students of Pancasila. The song was released in January 2021. And it's also part of the Ministry of Education, Research, Culture and Technology at that time. And the lyrics is inviting all the students to chase their dream and believe that the God will show them the way. And also the song also put emphasis on the main characters of Pancasila students. A lot of them, a lot of values are put in there. So without further ado, here is Pelajar Pancasila by Kikan Namara and Eka Gustiwana.
Indonesia.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance
is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of katak in order.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Hari ini aku bisa jatuh lagi. Hari ini ku menangis. Hari ini aku syukur bisa membuka diri. Sampai nanti.
Listener, if you got something to say about us, you can send it to our email address, voalisteners@gmail.com, and do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOA Official, if you wanna listen to other VOA talks at our studio. And also, do not forget to follow our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and our Instagram account, VOA_official. And after this very, very sweet tunes by Raisa Anggiani with Satu Langkah, you'll be listening to a story about Wayang Kulit or Shadow Puppet.
Satu langkah ku ke depan, dua langkah kau jejaki hariku, hatiku. Berani ku menyentuh jarimu yang malu-malu menjaga utuhku, mengalihkan seluruh duniaku Ku ingin yang satu ini berlangsung lama. Tidakkah kau lelah dengan cerita kehilangan, penantian yang semu indah. Janjinya di sini, lah aku bersanding kamu, dan ternyata banyak cara untuk mencinta tanpa takut karena. Ku ingin yang satu ini berlangsung lama. Tidakkah kau lelah dengan cerita kehilangan, penantian yang sama. Indahkah takdir menyatukan kita, kala waktu menepati janjinya.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang purwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Benawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Ya, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Yo, maju. Nangkel tamparakan jono
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari 100 negara itu punya
and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Yo, tore sedeng sineo Amoho Prabu Dasa Srirangganing pusono kirontrang kontrang kirontrang kontrang masarano ya sanggang
polo. Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitu ya.
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Thich Nhat, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang itu merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many saya parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, mendunia, I'm so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Inginkan karena memang kau milikku.
Thank you for you has been joining us on English program by the Voice of Indonesia. And it's lunchtime. My time to go, but my colleague Ray, I do not know whether he has lunch or not, but he will bring you more information about Indonesia still on the same streaming services, voinews.id and application RRI Digital. So I would like to say thank you very much for joining us, and don't go anywhere. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.